This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I gave this book to a few of my readers.
It's a good book. It's a rap gift. Yeah. I love it.
It's a rap gift? Hey, it's a rap book.
It's true.
Are we ready to fuck with this?
I am ready. Want to check levels?
Ursha, babe.
Is that too high?
No, keep it going!
It's time for Touch of the Jam.
Touch
of the Jam.
Touch
of the Jam.
Touch
of the Jam.
Hello.
Anchors away.
I never know what to say at the top.
I'm just going to think of a phrase during the theme song and then just say it.
Ahoy, matey.
Anchors away. Welcome to another episode of Punch Up the Jam, land lovers. I'm Blackbeard.
Sure, yeah.
I'm Dimmy.
For a special pirate-themed episode of the podcast.
Punch up the... I couldn't think of a pun in time.
Punch up the Jim, who is the worst pirate on our boat, who we love to hit.
Sure.
We're not doing great, and we just started.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Get ready. Just turn it off now.
If you're just joining us...
What do we do?
That's such a good question. Honestly, so organic that you asked that as well. Really feel like having
it was
a
part
present
of the combo.
Moment. We take a song every week, and we try to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always succeed. In fact, I'm going to say right now, not sure I succeeded this week.
Oh, yeah?
But we'll get to that at the end of the show.
Okay.
Because first we got to figure out what's good about it or what's not good about it.
Yeah.
And before we can do any of that...
We got ourselves a special guest.
Oh, my God. Do we?
Yeah, I think we do. Let's introduce them right now.
You know her as a comedian. You know her as the host of the Cool Playlist podcast. You know her as the head writer of Drop the Mic. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Eliza Skinner!
Bam! 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 Bam!
Yes,
bam.
That's right. It's me. I'm here. I'm on the mic and I'm not going to rap.
Oh, really? I was like, please rap. You're also
on-brand
a fantastic freestyle rapper.
I am a freestyle rapper sometimes.
Oh, don't.
You're sometimes
extremely
it's not great.
Good. I've seen Demi do your show maybe three times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And every time you are a fantastic rapper.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
I'm really excited to have you on because you obviously have a great understanding of comedy and also a great understanding of music.
Yes.
I like both those things.
It's like the perfect guest.
Hey. Yeah.
I really enjoyed doing a cool playlist.
Man, you were so great on
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what is your podcast? Give the little listeners a taste.
It's every episode I create a playlist with a guest for a specific life event, moment, or occasion.
Ooh.
So when Demi did it, we did a playlist for first day in a cool new outfit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
Think of songs already,
yep,
right?
Already, yeah. Got them.
Yeah. Yeah, we just did a somewhat similar one. I did one with Yasser Lester that was Making an Entrance.
Uh-huh.
Songs for Making an Entrance.
Of course.
Which I felt like there was a little crossover
that. Was that song that's like, I'm coming out.
No.
I want the world to know.
No, but that would have been great.
That's like the first one that goes to my head.
I did put on Free Your Mind by En Vogue.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
And Back in Black by AC/DC.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm seeing the outfits. And
yeah,
the,
right?
Yep.
Their entrances into different places.
Yep.
I was listening to Free Your Mind earlier because I was trying to think of my Unpunchable Jam for today. It's not that, but I was just like, this is in theme with how this song is just kind of like, that doesn't mean I'm a prostitute. And this,
yep.
I was like, they did it better.
Man, it's actually... they're stomping down a catwalk the whole time in that song. It's
it
so great.
It doesn't mean I'm a prostitute.
No.
I love it.
Wah, oh, wah. Sorry, I'm not going to let it fall.
Let's
if
just
you
sing
start
the entire song.
Honestly, I'd be okay if that's what we do this episode.
Cool. One, two, three. Prejudice? What song about it?
I didn't know what song we were going to sing.
Wait, like, we all started in different parts.
He started the real starting.
Ooh, I don't know
Prejudice,
the song.
Prejudice, we're going
to
sing about
deep,
it.
Like to hear it. Here goes.
I don't know.
But yeah, so it's always a playlist. I try to get them really specific. Sometimes there are specific things that everybody can relate to.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they're super duper silly, like...
First tampon.
I've not done that, but I mean, I think a lot of people could relate to that.
Goth wedding.
Goth wedding was one. I just got superpowers. Now I have to figure out what to do with them. I've been planning for a while. We're still having scheduling problems. I'm alone in a spaceship.
Amazing.
I love these.
Yeah.
It's the whole moon soundtrack.
yeah, right? So, yeah, and you have to do it. You have to come on.
I would love to. Demi, you've done it, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go listen to the episode right now.
Yes. I also did the Office karaoke.
Yes, you did the live version.
Which was very fun because I got to sing Private Eyes by Hall & Oates.
Also, Eliza, not to spill too much tea on you, but I do think it's worth noting that you came straight from karaoke.
Yes.
By yourself.
Yes. So my voice is a little raw. I have been screaming Whitney Houston songs all by myself in a room.
I feel so understood having you on.
Like, why not? People always act like it's one of the craziest things I do, but I'm like, why not?
No, it's amazing.
It's super therapeutic. What, yep. You go for a jog. What? Why? I didn't make anyone else.
You're right.
What would be crazy is if I like made people sit down and watch me do it.
That's very true.
If I like got four friends and was like, "You guys sit there. Now I'm gonna sing five Whitney Houston songs."
But if you were famous
don't
enough,
say anything.
You could get away with it.
Yeah, well, but that would be because I was better at doing it.
No, just famous for anything.
Yeah,
you're like a shoe mogul and you're like, "Guys, come over, watch me sing."
Honestly,
well, but then they'd all be sitting there like, "I hope she gives me some of that shoe money for sitting here."
Honestly, what I would give for some fucking shoe money, man.
We all need some more shoe money.
So I'm very interested to hear why you wanted to do I Don't Mind by Ursha.
Okay. I have a real fascination with this song.
Okay.
I feel like Usher was like almost there. Like the first couple times I heard it, I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention. I was like, oh, neat. Usher wrote a song about a lady executive. That's fun. Oh, I like it. He's like, girl, go have your big time career. I'm just going to be at home. And when you get home, we'll have dinner. We'll watch some Netflix.
Sure.
It'll be great. I support you. And then, of course, started like listening to the entire song and paying more attention. I was like, oh, she's a stripper. Okay. Well, you know what? He's still like, hey, I'm not judging you.
Mm-hmm.
You do your thing. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I still like you. But then there's the juice. I mean, I don't want to talk about the
we'll
whole
get
thing.
Yeah.
That verse.
There's a lot to unpack
yeah.
here.
But I feel so like, oh, almost Usher. I really feel like he wanted to be like, I want ladies to know
I'm a feminist.
It's cool. And I'm not gonna judge you. I'm not gonna slut shame you.
Yeah. He tried. I'll give him that. And it's funny timing because just 2 days ago, Alex, one of our Puncheros, puncheries.
We
don't have a name.
Nope. Listeners.
One of our punch boys.
Jamheads.
He actually just emailed the request of this song.
Really?
2 days ago.
Great timing.
I'm telling
you. Good job, bud. Prescient minds.
I was shocked that when I suggested it to Demi, you were like, oh, I've never heard of that
song. I don't think that I had heard this song before.
It's by far the most recent song we've done.
Yes.
Wow.
2014 this
just
came out.
Barely beating out Party in the USA.
By like 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't Party in the USA 2013?
No, that was in 1994.
What?
It's actually before Rugrats.
No, that's when they rebooted Rugrats.
I could be wrong. I think it was 2009.
Is that how you do all of your timing? Pre-Rugrats?
Yes.
Like
PR. Well, that's confusing, but it's post and pre.
I have a couple fun facts. Obviously, it's featuring Juicy J of 3-6 Mafia.
Academy Award winner.
Academy Award winner, Juicy J. Yep.
I couldn't stop thinking about
also
that.
Also known for his feature on Dark Horse, I believe.
Oh,
no.
My
God. We don't talk about that.
One of the greatest tweets
Karma.
I've heard about that song is that him rapping on that song sounds like the bouncy ball in like a sing-along video.
I think they have that in the... Don't they have it in the video?
If they do, that's perfect because that's...
She's a beast.
I call her Karma.
It's not even rapping. It's too slow to be rapping.
But
Karma, just talking.
Karma and Jeffrey Dharma... Is
like Jeffrey Dahmer.
one of it like you know like when you have some itch that you shouldn't scratch
yep.
and you're like oh no every time you do it you're like oh, I love it and I hate that I'm doing this
yep.
that's me listening to eat your heart like Jeffrey Dahmer like that's that scratch at the back of straight into my brain.
I do appreciate the refs he tries to bring into things he does.
Yeah, I feel like he won an Oscar and then was just kind of like why do I need to. Like, I don't need to prove anything to people.
So this
He's
song,
a good guy.
This song's actually, seven people wrote this song.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can
it's
tell.
Produced by none other than Scumdog Millionaire Dr. Luke.
I was going to guess that.
I thought that there was a rapper named Scumdog Millionaire, and I was like, that's cool.
Because you know who loves Juicy J?
I would
guess anytime you see Juicy J on a song.
It's Dr. Luke.
Yeah, there's one of those like little family circus dotted lines back to Dr. Luke.
And then we'll go through the lyrics as they happen. We couldn't get the isolated ad-libs, but pay attention because I am 99.9% sure it's Migos.
I think it's Rock City.
Like there's four or five articles floating around saying it's Migos.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't find exact truths because they're not credited.
Early Migos.
But it's also Atlanta. I think it is, but yeah, see what you think.
Yeah. Ursha, baby. This for the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe.
It's hard to make a song that's so romantic, but you also want to dance too.
Yeah.
I don't feel like dancing to this. Do you?
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely.
What's the dance move?
Money, money, money.
Yeah. I feel money, like money, okay, you money. Have the benefit of sitting right now. If you're standing.
It's just that, but then you also are like doing the little like.
It's a lot of upper body stuff.
Yeah.
Are you, is it a slow dance?
I don't know. I feel like it's mid tempo.
No, no.
It's so slow.
No, you're like a chill person in the club.
You're just, I smoked too much weed earlier and I'm trying not to freak out. You're that person in the club?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's just any song about money has like the same tempo where it's just like you're just doing a shoulder dance like you just got money and you're like rubbing your hands together.
money.
I have some of that.
Yeah.
And it's not coins as it should be.
Usher, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This
that
is for
evolved.
The A.
That, right? That, because he used to name check himself Usher.
Yeah.
Oh, he fully and spelled then, his and full now he's, first and last name.
Is it because
name.
Of Ludacris?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I wrote a song with Usher also.
Yes.
Sort in
he's
a way.
He's gonna hear this. Okay. He's gonna be so upset.
Yeah. Well, he did drop the mic, and he didn't like the lyrics we wrote for him. And so then Ludacris Ghost wrote his, and then when he showed up, he didn't like what Ludacris had written either. He was like, "I don't like what you made, and I don't like what I brought." And so I had to sit in the room and write with him all day and figure it out. And he was. Like I was tossing out ideas and he was just like not saying much. And so I started making fun of him and I was like, okay, so we start the song and I guess just like you, well, if you don't like any of these intro lines, we could just have you just go, Usher, Usher, or like, Usher baby, like, or just Usher, Usher. And he was like, okay, I get it. And I was like, ha ha ha. I made fun of Usher to his face.
I love the juice.
Was he like, offended or was he like
no he
okay.
was he gave me a little like oh you're being tricky
don't you remember
he was, yeah by the end of the day he was great he like stopped me after the taping and was like yeah that's the girl and I was like Usher,
I like Usher
talk to me.
Usher called me the girl
yeah.
Yeah don't you remember nice and slow the bridge is him just going Usher Raym
never let him forget who you are.
Oh yeah
and I mean, like it just tell us right at the top I'm Usher and
Usher
actually Usher.
Yeah,
it's up to you to figure out what my name really is. This is a riddle right at the beginning.
Yeah, there's all kinds of interesting facts about me, and you never want to meet me in a club.
First
I go
fact.
Completely insane in there.
First fact, my name is Usher. You're a baby, and I'm from the A. And
yeah.
And then here's my song.
I wish he said, here's my song.
Shoddy, I don't mind. Okay, so he's singing to a girl.
Sure.
We know this now. If you dance on a pole, amazing, right? Although at this point, I'm like, firefighter? Lady firefighter?
Ooh, well, dancing, I'd be like, well, I'd mind if you dance on a pole if you're a firefighter.
Yeah, because get down the pole. Get
down
to
the pole.
Fire.
You have so much time to kill between fires.
You don't.
No.
But you're just dancing and
you
sleeping.
You only use the pole for sliding down.
Come on. No horseplay on the pole.
You're telling me you work in a place where you have a considerable amount of time to kill between massive long shifts and you don't play on a pole?
No, I don't play on the pole. What if
now
other people need that pole?
Now it's sounding real dirty when you guys keep saying play on the pole.
Not a sexual
I don't
way.
Accept people playing on my pole.
It's a good workout.
It is a good workout.
It only sounds dirty now.
Sorry.
Look, if you want a good workout, don't use the pole. Get my hose out.
Oh,
and...
no.
I'll spray you with it.
Ew. Mia, it looks disgusting.
No, but you try to dodge it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
It's really sticky.
Then that's a fun game. Okay.
Why is it sticky?
My hose? Doesn't matter. It doesn't make you a hose.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which is like right off the gate. He's like, listen. I'm cool. Hey, okay.
That'll make you a hoe.
Just so you know, let me explain your career to you. You can dance and it doesn't make you a hoe. Had that occurred to you?
Yeah, if you're
Shardy,
you can be a sex worker, but not be a sex worker.
Listen
is
up.
What he's saying.
You can have sex for money and you're not a slut. And you're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
I also just love the idea that it's like an unintroduced, like the woman who he's talking to is probably just like, I didn't think I was
right.
Okay.
She's like, all right, thank you. Thank you for explaining this to me,
it's
sir.
Like, it's like when someone's like, I don't care what anyone says. You're beautiful. It's like, what? What are people,
what are people saying?
You know what? They're all wrong about you. You're great.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Like
what are they saying?
Eugene Mervin joke from Forever Ago where he's like, you're not fat. You're pretty.
Like, best case scenario, this is a performative conversation he likes to have with her in front of his friends.
Yes.
Right. Like, exactly. And that's what the song
feels
girl, like.
Yeah, girl, I'm proud of you. You guys heard that? Good.
She's not a hoe. She's my wife.
Well... I mean, that doesn't... You
what?
Could,
I do feel like they don't have the same checking account at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, no, I feel like he establishes that pretty quickly as he says explicitly. I just can't believe he starts it so hot. Just so you know, guys, She's not a hoe if she dances on the pole.
I do love that because the song is titled I Don't Mind, you can go into it being like, well, what's this going to be about? And then he comes out of the gate so hot that you're just like, oh, that's what you don't mind?
Well, all right. To be fair, to defend it just a bit, like that is the only, I think the only like place he can take on having, like, I feel like it's an answer to, hey, what do you think of your girlfriend being a stripper?
Yeah.
I don't mind. But because like, he can't be like, I fucking love it. I love that you're a stripper girl. I love it. Do more of it. Cut me in. Like, that's wrong. And he definitely can't be like, I don't like it. Don't. Like, it.
I feel like.
Does it have to be addressed to her?
I think he could say, I love it.
Really?
I just wish it wasn't. I wish it wasn't second person. I wish it was third person. I don't mind if she's dancing on the pole.
Yeah.
And not to her.
Yes.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah. A lot of this song is weird when it's directed at someone.
That's true. I agree with that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I don't think that he could be like, I love it. Like,
it
if he's like,
insincere.
I love how happy it makes you.
That's what I
that's
was.
That's cool. Yeah. Great. Go for that.
But I think the true hero doesn't have anything to say about it.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like saying I don't mind is kind of not saying anything.
Oh, she's
about
a stripper?
It.
Right. I just thought she was a small businesswoman.
Like, if anybody, if anyone, if someone in your, any friend told you something about themselves and your response was, I don't mind.
Yeah.
It's like,
you well, I'd hope you wouldn't. It's not your life.
Yeah. I washed my car recently.
Oh, wow. I feel violently offended by that.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. See, no, that's the you know.
It's very weird to have a take on someone else's life.
It also feels like saying I don't mind versus like I don't care is almost him being like, I don't, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like it
but
feels almost
non-committal. But you also wrote a song about how not a big deal it is.
Yeah.
Shawty, I don't mind.
Ooh.
When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, go make that money, money.
That's Migos.
Money, your money, money, money. Cause I know
it kinda sounds like it, man.
Go handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes. Long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
The music is so repetitive, but I like it. Oh, I think his voice really makes it.
I mean, I'm trying not to praise the production of it, but...
Sure.
Ooh, it's I like such, them drums.
It's very simple production, but when the boom, boom, I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm in.
It's like, what is that, like timpani? Sort of
yes.
I like the drum sound. I cannot fucking stand the fake clap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's throughout the entire song.
Yeah.
And just four chords. I just like... The songwriting here really let me down, and to find out that seven people contributed to this mm-hmm. and no one was like, what if we threw in, I don't know, like a major seventh, just like anything.
It's one chord per person. Someone's like, what about an A? What about a B?
It's no love in this. It's no love in this club. It's no burn.
No.
That's true.
No.
That's not what I brought to you.
No. And it's just so weird from Usher, because I'm like, I thought you were going to make me dance, and this is making me think it's like a lullaby that's like a little sexy.
It also feels like it never, like, it feels like it's constantly building up and it never goes to a place.
Well, it goes to a Juicy J place.
It does go to a Juicy J place. But, like, the music itself, like, without any of the lyrics, it feels like it is just constant. And it,
yeah.
I feel like I'm like, all right, where's the drop coming in?
No.
Where's, like, some big horn or something? And it's like, no.
That's true.
It also starts with the chorus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
That almost never happens.
Yeah, it's very weird.
That's just a game changer.
But I did like the, like, if you work until three, that definitely was the line that I was like, oh, she's a legal eagle. She's sitting in her, they had to order Chinese food late to go over those briefs in her office. I love
that's
that he's
so
not
funny.
Scared of her power.
No, I can't, based on the way he comes across in this song, that doesn't feel true to me, that he is that person.
No.
But that comes later. I will also say, if you're leaving with me, that makes me think that he's watching her work
mm-hmm.
or coming to pick her up.
Well, that all of this not minding is conditional.
Yes. That
like,
it's
I'm okay
very
with
controlling.
It as long as you fuck me at the end of the
as
night.
As long as you're leaving
yes!
with me.
Right.
And then later in it, I mean, yeah, he puts more conditions on it too.
I'm also just like, if this man came to watch her work, I'm trying to apply that to any other line of work. And I'm like, when I was a hostess at a restaurant, my boyfriend never watched me host.
Your friends would call the police if he
yeah,
did.
Absolutely.
They would be
can
like,
go?
She's in a bad situation and something needs to
yeah.
stop
you serve
this.
Those chicken strips, girl.
Yeah, right. Like, what the? Like,
That's what I mean. It's the same here. I hate it. I don't like when dudes I'm dating come to comedy shows.
Yeah.
Like, come to one or two so you get the feel for what I do and also so you're not scared that I'm going to talk about you.
Right.
But besides that, yeah, it's like coming to my office.
Yeah.
That would be really creepy if you just like hung out in the break room while I was working all day.
Boundaries. Hello. Like, I like being independent from you. So when I come home, I have interesting things to tell you.
Yeah.
If you were there the whole time, what do we talk about?
I love the idea that it's like, I don't mind because you're coming home with me. So to every other girl, she's like, ugh.
Yeah, disgusting.
All of you.
Disgusting.
Whore, that's my whore, girl. Whore, whore, whore. Princess. Whore.
There's just this weird undertone here. It's just so conditional.
Yeah.
That as much as he's being like, I don't mind, I'm like, I think you do protest a little much, sir. You've said I don't mind like 5 times already. The song's been for 30 seconds.
I do feel like he's talking to, like this is meant for a group of people that would mind.
Yeah.
It's meant for like dudes who are like,
yes,
no way, that's not a chick of mine, that makes you a fucking slut.
Yeah,
so they could be like, hey, here's another tact you could take, just right. Watch her at work.
Or like any girl that hears him is like, he's so brave.
Yeah,
the man we deserve.
Mm.
Okay, so now
what, gentleman,
what can he possibly say after this? He started strong.
Also, just as a chorus, gotta make that money is good.
I do like that.
I do like it. It's
that.
So catchy.
Girl, I don't mind. The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles.
Wow, this rhythm. This rhythm.
As soon as you shake it, it feels like the Migos influence.
In here. Cause shawty, you thinking them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowding around you like they sing Beyonce in here.
She here, she here. She
that's
here, she
my
here.
Favorite part.
Same.
Of the song.
She here, she here.
It feels like they weren't listening and then they heard Beyonce.
Like, oh, she here.
Huh?
Or they're like, no, for real, she's here.
She's here.
I'm also wondering, like, I love the Beyonce ref and I also love the way he sings it because, mm-hmm. like, there's no denying Usher has a beautiful voice.
He's
like
great.
A beautiful voice. But my question is, does he think the same crowd that frequents strip clubs are, like, gonna fangirl over Beyonce? I'm not sure that's the same person in
I think
my mind.
The dudes, I feel like the dudes, so you think that guys who go to strip clubs would be like, Beyonce, great, who cares?
Well, I think they would be freaking out internally like any human, but I just feel like those kind of guys maybe, not to generalize strip club attendants, but that maybe they have too much pride to openly fangirl over Beyonce.
See, I think that it's a calculated choice.
Oh.
That it's like, hey, they see you, they see a superstar businesswoman. And they're excited about that.
Uh-huh.
I do think
that's what they're connected with.
Yes. Okay.
I also feel like it's his way of just being like, who is the person that is most likely to get all sorts of demographics excited if they're seen? And for this
it probably
time,
is
it's Beyonce.
Yeah. I think it might even still be Beyonce.
If it was
who else would it
like
be?
Like they see the Beatles in here. They're here.
It's for the dad crew.
Yeah. Like anyone under 50 is going to even be like, who?
I'm imagining them like holding all the novelty Beatles shit that gets released before every Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like one of those big books and a bunch of tumblers with
they
like.
They bring it to the strip club.
Like, what? The Beatles.
They're here.
I like it. Also, I've never heard the expression make it colossal, which I don't know.
Colossal in here.
Grammatically doesn't really make sense, but like. I like it.
If Usher said it, it's the law now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. Mm-hmm. I also love that, like, okay, as much as I have problems with the premise of the song, I do like that he's like, my girlfriend's actually the best stripper.
Yeah.
But he's like so proud of her. I'm like, yeah, okay.
He grew up pickled by toxic masculinity, but he's proud of his girlfriend. He's proud.
Yes. He's still a briny pickle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's like maybe like a bread and butter.
It's soaked into him. He has no choice but to process everything through that.
The ad-libs here are great.
Oh, so good.
100 bottles!
100 bottles! I really do think it's Migos. I really wish I knew for a fact if it was or not.
It's crazy that it isn't known
Why wouldn't
for
it?
A fact.
Yeah.
Well, because Migos wasn't popping off that hard yet in 2014.
But you still think they'd be like credited in some, like on the writing.
Or we just did the last episode. We did. Michael Jackson wasn't credited as singing on Somebody's Watching Me.
That's
so I
true.
Feel like credit is a weird game
it
in
is a weird
music.
Game.
You want your own and you need your own, baby. Who am I to judge?
Who am I to judge?
How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club?
I
make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway.
Ooh.
You know I was raised in the A, shawty, I don't.
Love that verse.
See, I mean, he's like, I could never judge you because I met you in the club. This specifically feels like it's like, hey, all you dudes who go to clubs and shit on strippers, you're in the club also.
Yeah.
You're in the strip club, so stop doing that. I could never do that. Just saying for me.
No, and it is. I like that he's kind of calling himself out. like preemptively. Mm-hmm. It's his own song.
And then
no one's calling him out.
That's very true.
Yeah, he's just like, listen, guys, I can't complain. I met her because she's stripping. And I was like, she looks great.
He's like, calm down, Pitchfork. I got this.
Hopefully the second half of that story, not included in the song, is then I talk to her and holy shit, she's super funny and she's like working her ass off and she's really bright and I think she's just got a heart of gold. But a little bit based on these lyrics, I'm not so sure that's his primary interest
both
in the relationship.
Like the same movies and we both like the same songs.
Yeah.
You happen to be a stripper and I happen to write songs.
Yeah, I do like it, and I'm also skeptical by it.
The line, I make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway, I feel like it's so close. It's
no.
just like...
Yes.
No, I agree.
It's just kind of like, I make enough for the both of us, but you... if it was like, but you still make your own, or something where it was like, you don't need my money, I'd be like, okay, but this just feels like it's like, I'm rich, and you do this for fun, which is cool, and it's like...
It's such a flex.
It's him, I feel like it is him being like, I want to praise her for being independent, and then just getting it all wrong.
Yeah.
He's like, I mean, she doesn't have to work, you know, because I'm rich, but she does, and it's cute.
How adorable of her.
I also love the... I was raised in the A as the like, I get it.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's because he's from Atlanta and they have so many strip clubs there, like per capita.
That's why I brought it up.
I was just like, it feels like he's just being like, by the way, I'm from Atlanta.
Yeah, I feel like Atlanta and Portland, Oregon are the cities known for having the most strip clubs.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Because I was just
thinking he's trying to inform people.
Yeah, no, fucking, I mean, like, no offense, maybe that's a well-known fact, but I'm from the West Coast, I've never been to Atlanta, I didn't know this at all.
It's because, over here, we just hear about
Portland
all the time.
I've
know
only
about
been
Portland.
To the Coca-Cola place in Atlanta.
Oh, I did a voice at that.
You did?
Yeah, for a while, there was a cartoon that would guide you through it, and I played the cheerleader in it.
No way.
Yeah, so I'd be like, okay, everybody! You know, that.
Whoa, wait, that was a really good voice. Are you a voice actor, too?
I wish. I mean, I did that, but it's just never really taken off.
Yeah, it's so
but
hard.
Hey, get at me.
It will as soon as
any
this
voice
drops.
Actor like reps listening.
Yeah.
Get Eliza some work. Dude.
Yeah, I could play all kinds of things. I could be like, look, I'm a cat.
Do a cat.
Hey, I'm a cat.
What? MC Scat Cat.
That's
me.
It's
not a cat, you guys. It was Eliza.
Yeah. Yeah. I could be a snake or an old lady. You know,
here's my snake. What's up, you guys? I'm a snake.
Yeah, see?
I didn't see it.
That's a good snake.
Dude, thank you so much.
Girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in a Rari. And when we get home, we'll have us our own private party in here. So I don't worry at all about the things they do or say. I love you anyway.
What?
So much to unpack here.
Very passive.
Okay, let's start at the top. When you get off work, I'll be ready to go in the Rari.
Mm-hmm. Scott!
What a sweet little brag he just had to throw in there.
Yep.
I mean, drive a Ferrari.
I guess, yeah, sure, you could have, like, an R&B song that isn't full of brags, but...
No, I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I feel like it's part of the genre. You kind of have
it's
to
like,
be like,
I think it is.
I'm dripping in diamonds.
It's either full of brags or full of apologies.
I'm sorry about these diamonds?
Yeah. Or, like, it's an apology, but then it's like, I'll buy you a Ferrari.
These are all my diamonds. This is my confession. Okay.
That's an interesting idea. I'd love to see how that tracks with, like, the top R&B charts right now.
Yeah.
Are they all brags or apologies? Okay, then he follows up to say, and when we get home, we'll have us our own private party in here. Which is...
Like, she's not going to be so tired.
But she's going to be sleeping. Do you know how many calories she just burned? Like, stripping has got to be like a 10,000-calorie workout for an 8-hour shift.
And she's burning emotional calories, too.
Yeah, I mean, you
got being
to.
Like, I'm going to ignore that look. I'm going to ignore what that dude just said.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like this is all cool when that dude gives me that look.
Right. Like, the emotional stamina and then physical stamina to strip. And then to come home... If he thinks for one fucking second she's even going to have a nightcap with him, I mean, this girl's on steroids. That's
I can't
not
imagine
realistic.
Doing that after like a shift at a sports bar.
No.
Which is basically the same thing where you're like, oh my God, that joke is so funny, yeah. Randy. You guys want more curly fries? Okay. Like doing that, but in high heels and like platform heels. Oh, fuck no.
Also like greased up and like fully shaved. I mean, that's like just... Honestly, having to be shaved at all is exhausting for me. Yeah. If I shave my armpits like once a day, I'm burned out. Like, cancel my meetings.
Well, wait, how many times a day do strippers shave their armpits?
I assume you have to shave before every shift.
What?
I mean, don't you? I would assume.
Can't you just shave your armpits once?
I'm ashamed to know. I don't actually know any strippers personally, so I haven't asked anybody.
No, I think like you could just do it once a day.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still feel like, I mean, personally, my armpits, like, that hair would be visible with it by the end of the day. I'd have a little 5 o'clock shadow under there.
Are there armpit merkins?
Oh, trust me, I looked. Mm. I actually did. Because at one point I was like, I'm all about this liberation. Like, I want to have my armpit hair, like, loud and proud. But it
but also covered up.
It wasn't really that loud. It was like a wispy beard.
Sure. Whispering pride.
And, you know, it's like a new level of, like, self hatred and beauty standards when your armpit hair is not thick enough.
Matt, trends change. And that kind of shit, if it's not, your hair is not thick enough, it's that, like, your butt's not big enough, or your boobs, like all those articles that are like, oh, this season we like boobs. Really? Wow, cool.
I'll just go ahead and grow some. Yeah. Thank you.
Now forget boobs. Oh, we like butts.
Okay. I'll just always be inventing new ways to police our bodies.
There was an article recently that was like, butts are over. That's the end of butts.
Oh my God.
Let me just deposit mine at the butt store. Back where I got it from.
Put it back in the trash.
Yeah, this is the part where I feel like it makes the turn from, oh, okay, he's supporting his stripper friend to her stripper girlfriend to, like, you better fuck me.
Yeah, right.
Like,
well, because then he says, I don't worry at all about the things they do or say, which, like, I mean, I think you'd have to be kind of insecure to worry about the things people say to your girlfriend.
And to mention it on the song.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like that's super common to most men in America, if not the world, who go to strip clubs. If they dated a stripper, I would guess most of them would be like, hey, what's going on with these other guys who look at you naked all shift?
Yeah.
Weird. I guess I'm just totally isolated in that sense.
I do feel like...
I'm not saying it's right. I think it's fully wrong.
I just don't know people like that.
That's like... I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
If I even, like, talk to a man that I get weird vibes from, I'm like, no, I will not ever talk to you again. I'm so selective because I'm genuinely scared of a lot of men.
That's fair.
Thank you.
Yeah, you made it past the cut,
I did
buddy.
It.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of just, this is conjecture for me. I don't know.
But this is another line where it's just, like, mentioning things that was not a concern to her and then just being like, don't even worry about that. I love you. And it's like,
I love you anyway. Yeah. What a fucking hero. Yeah. Anyway, despite the fact that other strangers are creepy to you and it's probably a little traumatic for you, I'm not going to be mad at you for it. I'm a nice guy. Ursha babe from the A.
Turn up.
I'm like, okay, he did. Skrr, like, that's Migos, right?
Yes. And the thing is, these ad libs sound happier than Migos have sounded in, like, the last 3 years. So
they're,
I'm just like,
trying.
That's true. They were like, we want everyone to know who we are and that we just love doing this. And then they got success. And
it's
they were
our
like,
big shot.
Oh, people don't like when we're excitable? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Ranger.
We'll be cool.
Drop
top.
Skrr. Skrr.
You can twerk while in a split. You racking up them tips. Your body rocking, your booty popping. I'm proud to call you my bitch. They be looking, but they can't touch you, shawty. I'm the only one to get it.
Whoops.
So just go ahead, keep doing what you're doing. Shawty, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a real bummer. But again, I invite you to imagine it being about, as I originally thought, a lady executive.
That's very
true. If this was a lady executive who was like, these fucking, the board is on my ass all the time, and I gotta find a new second assistant, because Donna is having a baby, and I'm not supposed to be mad about it, and I'm so fucking tired. And he was like, your body's rocking, your booty's popping. She'd be like, stop it. Come on. Like, okay, well, I try. I still go to the gym.
It's so much better under that lens because then those are secondary features.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you brag about your stripper girlfriend
for
being able
a stripper
to do twerk and split and have a great booty and a great body, I am so immediately unimpressed with you.
Yeah, if you're bragging about it, needs to be the reverse. It needs to be like, you know how to balance the books. You put together tight looks. You know you're shopping. You're like what? Like other talents that
you
have.
Talented,
really great
you
cook.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
I thought
better.
You were going to do it.
I do think we can create a secondary canon here where it's like she goes to the club on weekends, but during the week, she's a businesswoman.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just like, I need to feel like a sexual being and ultra feminine.
Yeah.
And I get that out at the club.
Like, you are a Fortune 500 CEO, but also you twerk while you're in the splits? That's crazy.
Aside from the context of the song, that's fucking insane.
Oh, yeah.
That is, like, if I could do that, trust me, you would know. Every single person I know would know I could do that.
Hi, I'm Miel. Watch this.
One of the, like, things to get me out of my head that I will do is look at twerk videos.
It's so fun.
Because I'm like, don't understand the mechanics of it.
I'm just and not it's something my just, body can do.
Like, it's ballet. It's, I don't. Good for you.
I genuinely don't even think I know the sensation of being able to isolate whatever muscle it is that does that. I literally physically don't think I'm capable of doing it.
I have said before, I am not butt flexible. I don't. No,
it sounds like you have a firm no anal policy.
No.
I've got a jiggle butt.
The up
downs. Up downs can't do. Side to sides, no prob. I can make it clap, but I think it's my thighs. I'm not sure. There's a sound.
The trick is you gotta do a move like you're getting up and getting back on the toilet repeatedly very quickly.
Ow, my butt's not strong enough. I just tried to do that in the chair and it hurt.
Yeah, because you're in the chair. That's not how you do it.
But you can twerk.
It's a lower back. It's a lower back thing.
Yeah. It also
you're overestimating my muscle.
Because
ability.
I feel like our instinct, I think that it might be like a clapping on the 1-3 versus 2-4 thing.
Yeah.
Which I'm real good at that, but my instinct is under, not out.
You wanna
go
thrust.
Forward. Yeah. You wanna thrust.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah.
It's not I think you're maybe born with it or you're not. As much as Demi, twerk shamer, tells me I could do it, I don't think I can.
I believe in you.
I've watched even the instructional videos.
Yeah, where you do the handstand on the wall.
I do sometimes think that it's one of those things where it's like, if your butt feels like it's separate from the muscles or the bones down there, then it's just like, cool, you're just shaking it off.
Well, everything you just said was nonsense to me.
Okay.
I'm trying to follow. I'm like, I've never felt that sensation before. My butt very much feels connected to me. It's my tailbone cushion.
That is strange.
I have felt it. Like momentarily and be like, oh, that's what it is. I'll never get that back again.
Yeah, because then you start thinking about it too much and you're just like,
it's like rolling my R's. Look, I can't roll my
one
R's.
Day...
You should go back to crumping. I'm really good at that.
Yeah, well, because crumping is just like
very
heavy
sensual.
Seizing.
Very sexual.
You remember the 3 years where crumping was like in movies and was like cool?
Yeah, there was a big documentary about it.
Yeah.
Dude,
what was it? Rise? Yeah.
If we could just go back to any dance movement that looks like you're having a small seizure, I can nail that.
You've got to bring it back. All right. And I'm going to be there helping like you, and just locking. Going, go. Go.
Or maybe if we can get a dance going that it looks like you have no bones, I could do that really
good. Ooh, yeah. A little bit of a jelly move.
Like the worms?
No. That requires bones.
Okay.
Standing up worm. Sure.
You're talking like a spooky skeleton kind of thing.
Yeah. Spooky. No, wait, my arms are just hanging.
Isn't there one that's kind of this?
Yeah, but that's too coordinated for me. I think I'm saying genuinely, my bones just fell out.
Are you talking about a nap?
Oh, that's right. That is right.
Everybody just a nap.
I'm super good at sleeping.
If you're leaving with me, go make that money. Oh, I just clipped this one out because of the different ad libs.
Migos is really excited about making that money.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah, the whoop whoops are great. It's like Juggalos came in for this one verse.
That's such a skill. If you ran a mic and were like, just ad lib, it would be so fucking bad.
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you meant like a comedy mic.
If
I would be better at that than I would adding ad libs to a song that's already been written.
I would love to do a comedy mic where you have someone doing stand up and then someone else is just like a friend of theirs who's just there to be like, dating again.
Do you want to?
Ha ha, absolutely.
Let's do it as a show.
Please, yes.
Okay, great. We'll do a show.
You do the stand up and I'll just be like, turn up.
No, we'll switch. We should do 10 minute set.
Okay, great.
I feel
Lisa, you want in on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Please. I want a hype man so bad. Yeah. And it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
You can even like feel free to like make a little hook out of maybe like the punchline. Just sing it a few times before they get back to their stand up.
So I was driving down the 105. Driving!
Down the 105. The 105.
Because I know how it is. Gonna handle your biz and make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money.
I can tell you. There he is.
Let's get it. As long as you coming home.
What you see, Jay? I'm just trying to cut her up, trying to bust a nut, trying to take somebody, bitch, turn her to a slut.
He quickly undercuts everything Usher
said.
That's
my second favorite part in the song, because I do, again, I feel like Usher was like, all right, I'm going to make a message song. I'm going to sneak it to the people. They're not going to feel like it's a message song, but I'm going to do good with this. It's going to be about empowering women and not shaming them for their sexuality. We love it. Okay, so Juicy, you get it? Yeah, man, totally get it. Okay, great. Go on the mic. I'm just trying to cut her up, trying to bust a nut, trying to take somebody bitch, trying to do a slut. Click. Okay.
I don't do second takes. I'm gone.
Well, I feel like I don't remember those being in the lyrics you sent.
I'm late for a record with Katy Perry. I gotta go.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool. As long as you don't refer to, like, baseball bats in any part of this. Great.
You just wait. I heard that Dr. Luke, per your suspicions, desperately wanted Juicy on the song. Kept contacting him. Juicy was very busy. He was like, I don't have time for this.
What is that?
He was like, trust me, it's perfect for you since you have bands that make her dance. So you got to be on this other stripper anthem. And so Juicy's like, fine. He goes in his closet, records the verse, sends it to him. They're like, perfect. Oh. They did have him come back and record it in studio, but I'm guessing he didn't change a word.
No.
There is a radio edit where that first line is a little bit different.
Yeah, I didn't write it down.
But he's trying to cut her up, trying to fall in love.
Probably. Let's assume. In my opinion, yeah. That's what it is.
Just trying to have a fun night. It's cool.
Trying to do a hug.
I had to Google cut her up because I'd never heard that slang before. And obviously everyone knows except me it means sex. But just so you know, Google does say it means to criticize someone severely. And for about 10 seconds, I was very confused.
I'm just trying to neg her.
I mean, it doesn't. It sounds like a very specific slicey version of murdering a pussy.
Yeah. It's I guess, yeah, I'm gonna criticize that pussy until it hates itself.
I'm criticizing that pussy all the way back to fifth grade.
I'm gonna ruin that pussy's self-esteem.
Yeah, it's never good things being done to a pussy.
No.
It's never like, I'm gonna soothe that pussy.
Right. I'm gonna give that pussy a massage. Yeah. I'm gonna give that pussy a bath bomb.
I'm gonna beat it up, murder it, and cut it up.
Smash. I honestly like...
Do people say that about dicks?
No.
I'm gonna murder that dick. I'm gonna punch that dick in this dick face.
I feel like it's just suck.
Ride, but that's fun.
Ride,
that's fun.
Chomp, tackle.
No chomp.
Oh, I've heard chomp.
But like as a joke.
Nah.
I've heard gobble.
No one has been talking dirty to it and said, I'm gonna chomp.
Well, I'm gonna grind that dick.
Well, no one in Talking Dirty says they're gonna murder that pussy.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, no.
Have you ever had sex with a man?
No, I haven't. Should I try that?
You should try before you come to it.
I don't know.
All right, mixed reviews I'm getting here.
I will say, men, not great at sex.
Wait, no, that's not true. It's just that women are, it's really hard to make women come. It's really, really hard. I mean,
honestly,
it's super easy for me to do it whenever I want to on myself, but otherwise, okay, yeah,
Wonder Woman.
Really
difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have superpowers. Brag more.
Yeah,
I really do feel like that is
the
this
narrative.
Huge gaslighting thing about like it's women are it's just much harder to make
them
come.
Well, to the point that we expect it now.
I know that's what I'm saying.
A lot of my girlfriends don't get to come every time they have sex, and they don't expect to. And I'm just like, what has happened? You've been brainwashed.
I'll go so far as to say that like the tiny percentage of women who can come from vaginal penetration.
Yeah,
I think that even is part of it because like women aren't encouraged to like figure out how they need to move.
Yeah.
And what they need, what point they need to be at when they start, like all kinds of weird little things.
Absolutely.
That
not.
They're like, well, why bother? It's just hard to make me care.
But it also does seem like
hard their my weird body
partners wise. Aren't interested in figuring out how.
They aren't interested.
Well, the good ones are. The good ones are.
Sure.
But even a lot, they have been told like, oh, well, that's just, I mean, that's difficult.
Yes.
That's a very hard level of the game. It's nice to just get, say, the first couple times you play, you just want to get to the first level. You don't need to find a princess.
You're just trying to build up the character stats.
You don't find the princess in the castle the first time. You just need to get on the board.
Sure. Bowser took the princess way too deep into your
You got to go through eight whole levels before you get to the princess.
And a lot of it is emotional. She needs to know that you're not the kind of guy who's going to do this badly, like when she doesn't want you.
Because that's
do
a little bit where I'm on the other side of the issue. I'm a little bit like, actually, do smash, like do murder it. Because I'm like, I'm not a princess, like I'm a dirty girl. But I have to second guess myself how much of that is just like internalized lack of sex positivity for women. I don't know.
Like it's you overcorrecting to it
that we actually now associate, you know, a hot and sexy moment with being put down.
Yeah, well, and also, I think that the idea of pleasure doesn't sound sexy.
Yeah.
Pleasure sounds like what, like, aging hippies do in a Volkswagen van. I get a lot of pleasure out of my hummingbird feeder. Pleasure. That doesn't sound like, and it should be a lot of physical pleasure.
Right.
Pleasure is like sitting in a bath and listening to jazz.
Yeah.
Pleasure is the lover sketch from SNL.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And so you're like, nah, I don't do pleasure. I do cool shit. Like I like it when you
Slamming.
Just like, just punch me in the pussy. Just in the middle of a club floor when I'm not expecting it, just punch me right there.
Needs to be a surprise.
I'm that kind of girl.
Sorry, I'm a chill girl.
Yeah, I'm super cool. I'm very chill. I won't even ask you any questions. What? Is that your daughter with you? I guess. I don't care. I'm not chill. I'm going to be cool about it.
I don't mind.
Punch me in the pussy.
I kind of actually feel like Juicy J, though, in this description, he doesn't want that girl. He wants the girl that's, like, prim and proper and, like, maybe, like, virgin-esque so he can turn her to a slut. He wants to make her a princess story. He wants to
reverse
Cinderella
My Fair Lady
her.
I think in this whole verse.
Wait, you think Eliza Doolittle starts My Fair Lady as a slut?
No.
Well,
but
if it came out that it was like that was the first draft of it, I would not be shocked at all. she's a flower seller.
That's Pretty
in the
Woman.
Street.
That's the narrative behind Pretty
Woman.
They're
right.
they're both based on Pygmalion.
I also love that apparently Juicy like has it a special fetish with taking a committed woman. Trying to take somebody, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, there is not a clear narrative through this.
No.
There's a lot of different things that he wants. Because, yeah, it's not like, you know that song from Mary Poppins, that if you want this choice position?
No, that's too deep of a cut, Mary Poppins wise, for me.
Have a cheery. It's their list of what they would want in a. Because they need to hire a nanny, and they're like, oh, we got it figured out. If you want this choice position, have a cheery disposition.
Oh,
take
yeah.
us on outings, give us sweets, sing songs, bring treats, never be cross or cruel, never give us castor oil or gruel. I know the whole thing, it goes longer, but.
This is what Juicy J's doing in this
episode. Yeah, he's like, I want a bitch and a slut who's not a bitch or a slut, but also,
let me nut.
Well, yes.
Won't give me gruel.
Yeah. yeah, that would be choice if he had a guest verse on that song.
Yeah.
So what else does he want?
I'm just trying to find a nanny.
She keep it poppins.
God.
We can still party hard on your birthday.
I think you skipped one.
Why is this happening?
I don't know. Shut up. Nah, you're missing trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up. Throw some hundreds on that ass, walk her out the club. I could just sing it if you'd prefer.
Please do. I don't know why I don't have this clip.
Trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up. Throw some hundreds on that ass, walk her out the club. Yeah, ho! But you gotta do that part. That's the background.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up. Throw some hundreds on it. I can't say this.
Throw some hundreds on that ass, walk her out the club.
Yeah, ho!
There it is. Lap dance for the first date.
Oh, yeah. Lap dance for the first date.
Better throw a few bands. That's third base.
It's okay if you work late. We can still party like it's your birthday. Let's talk about the trying to fill my cup, trying to live it up.
Okay.
Throw some hundreds on that ass. I can't talk at all anymore.
Throw some hundreds on that ass, walk her out the club.
Yeah, ho!
Like he's buying her?
So he just...
Well, I mean, is he buying her or is he just like, hey, notice me? And she's like,
well, he'll
well,
say
hello.
In a minute. He'll say in a minute. Then he says, lap dance for the first date.
That's not a date.
That's working.
Not a date. Oh, that makes me so mad.
He has a very skewed perception of what love is.
Yeah.
Bet I threw a few bands. That's third base.
That's not third. What?
I'm going to float an idea, though, for that first date thing. What if he means me and my girl get a lap dance from some lady on
a first
date?
Still a crazy first date, but more of a first date than her giving him a lap dance.
I definitely know people who have been on that kind of a first date.
Wow.
It's not my thing. I've never been one of those girls who's like, I totally love going to strip clubs. It's like a fun power thing and sexy to me. But I have a lot of friends who are.
Different strokes.
Yeah.
I'm not, no shade, if that's what you're into. I don't think that's the narrative here because of the last line.
Yeah, I don't either. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Play devil's advocate, yeah, sure.
You know, if it lines up for someone in that
Here's
way.
Here's my question. The line, bet I threw a few bands, that's third base.
Yeah.
What kind of bands is he talking about? If he's also talking about third
Chicago?
Base.
Chicago?
Asia.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Toto.
All the dad bands.
Boston.
Kansas.
But I'm saying, like, is he talking about jizz?
No, bands. The bands is a reference to bands make her dance.
I know, but why is that third base?
Because he's saying that relationship that he's alluding to is purely financial.
Okay.
So the lap dance was like, here's $20. This is first base for you. Now you're at third base. You're getting hundos.
What is the second base then?
He skipped it, probably because it was not worth talking about.
I'm curious, though.
My guess? Kiss Oops. On the lips. For $1.
$1?
Is that how much they cost?
Oh, no. That has to be so expensive.
I don't think that that's even an option.
Yeah, well, that's always the thing, right? You're not allowed to, that sex workers draw a line with kissing.
I certainly would.
But are there any that just kiss?
Well, I'm sure there are.
There's all types of sex
like
work.
That seems like a kooky type.
Is that the one you could get into?
Well, there are things
no,
where it's just
there's
like...
definitely people I don't want to kiss.
Yeah, kissing, but I couldn't handle.
I feel like that would be the version that's in some old movie that doesn't want to call it an actual prostitute. Like Private Dancer. Like, yeah, okay. She gives kisses.
Yeah.
I do feel like there's that thing of like the girlfriend experience, and I wonder if that's part of that.
That's probably not what Juicy J
said. No.
Yes, again. No.
Sure.
It was a digression. It was a digression.
No, I'm just trying to segue us back because I don't have a good
It's
one.
Okay if you work late. You can still party like it's your birthday.
Oh, again! It's okay if I was there late. I can still party for you afterwards.
Both of the singers wants to. Yeah.
As if she's going to fucking want to party when her job is to facilitate other people's parties.
Sun's
if
coming she does, up, baby. Put that hat on.
There are performers I know who, like, they get so high off of performance.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to keep this party going.
Oh, I could see that.
But usually that's with Coke.
After the club, yeah. It's the after party. After the party, it's the hotel lobby.
When I worked in restaurants, I was getting drunk all the time. Just because you're like so burned out after a shift. You're like, let's all have a beer. And then it's like 4 a.m. and you're like, fuck.
So again, it's not like a celebratory, this is a great relationship sort of situation.
Okay, true. I got to stop applying my own experiences to these lyrics.
But that part has always been like, God damn it. How about I'm going to rub your feet now?
That's where I'm at. I'm like, get a fucking lotion too.
Like,
my
skin
are dry down there.
We can still party hard in your birthday suit. Knock the pussy out the park like my name Beirut. Shout out, she just want a tip. I just want to see a strip. If you fuck me like you love me, shout out, you might get rich.
Oh, if I fuck you like I love you, I might get rich.
Mm-hmm.
So now
or if I stay home and write a spec script, maybe I'll get rich.
Only one of those two ways.
Also, we have to acknowledge that this song just became about a girl that dances for a living to someone that sells sex for a living, which is not at all what Usher is talking about, as far as we can tell.
Oh, I don't think it's that she's selling the sex.
Well,
because you might get rich.
If you fuck me like you love me, shoddy, you might get rich.
All right, that's
also,
true.
Also, I feel like sex worker is kind of like a wide umbrella that
sure.
sexual work.
Someone
yeah.
that has sex
under.
For money versus
podcasting
someone that dances for money.
Yeah.
What?
You don't think people are jerking off to our voices right now?
Yeah.
To this sultry voice? You don't think people are jerking off?
Are you jerking off to the voices?
Oh my god.
Is this ASMR for you?
What's happening?
Oh no.
I don't understand.
Stop.
I'm just a naughty little Mark Maron.
No.
Oh, I shit my pants.
Stop. This is too real.
How?
I also don't like the idea that he's knocking the pussy out the park like my name.
No, very much. I feel like that's the next time in my little imagined scenario that Usher goes, click. Okay. Yeah. Jay, I mean, I love a lot of what you're doing, but.
You want to take a baseball bat
yeah.
to a clitoris.
No. Right. I mean that I'm doing a home run on it. I'm like really succeeding.
Yeah.
But you
don't get to say that.
I don't.
You don't know. Like the person claiming to be good at having sex. Has no value.
It feels
the
like he was just
like.
The
people they have sex with get to say if they're good or bad.
It feels yeah. like he was just kind of like, look, I had the baseball metaphor going. I'm just going to keep this train rolling.
Wait, yeah. Where was the baseball metaphor before
the
this?
The third base.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's where this came from. He was yeah. like, I have
and
a baseball idea.
Or I would say the reverse, because that baseball idea, as you guys pointed out, was very thin
yes.
okay,
to begin
so he started with
so
Babe
I feel
Ruth.
Like he was like, I got to get to this Babe Ruth.
He was like, hang on, let me think.
Has anybody used Babe Ruth in a rap? Anybody? Okay, it's going to be me.
I wish he picked like a very obscure, or like a person who's like just okay at baseball.
Uh-huh. Also,
like my name, Lou Gehrig.
Before the accident.
This baseball pussy park metaphor is so mixed as well, because then in this scenario, there has to be an audience who's judging how well you're fucking.
And a coach and a team.
Well, and also...
And
look,
a locker room that he's going to after.
If you're really enjoying this, why do you want the pussy so far away?
Right.
Like, just out of the
literally,
park.
Literally, what does it mean?
Just
it's
goodbye,
so confusing.
Pussy.
Yeah, you, like, sent her to Istanbul?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
You know, yep. how about you pat that pussy on the ass and let her sit in the dugout?
Right.
Let me see that replay.
How about you fouled that pussy out so you can continue yeah. hanging out with it?
Dump some Gatorade on that pussy because it did a great job.
3 strikes so you're near it the longest.
Now it's the other team's time to try and hit the pussy.
Wait, what? No.
That's a very different scenario.
We're up 3 points on the pussy.
Again, like, who's dead? What is the score? Who's making the score? She's like, I've come 3 times, 3 points.
Now Vince Gill is talking about how good I hit the pussy.
Right, that's what I thought.
Again, like I said, I feel like in all of the song, Usher is really, really saying all of this for the dudes who are overhearing him.
Yes,
and
it's so
Juicy
performative.
Is like turning to them while he's fucking other people and being like, look, I'm fucking like nailing this. I'm knocking it out of the park. You guys see what I'm doing? You see this move? You see? I'm pretty good at this.
Isn't that funny?
I call this one a bunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope, nope. Now I'm thinking of a cake. And it just looks like a butthole now to me.
Grounder, is that better?
Oh no, God. Jesus Christ.
Curveball.
Well, that's true. I've met some men like that.
Take him to the dugout. Oh no, shut up.
Crooked dicks, you know what I'm saying. Anyway.
Yeah, no, we know. Second episode in a row, you're talking about crooked dicks.
Whoopsies. Sorry.
Anyway.
That's my favorite gangster movie.
My nickname in high school.
This town is full of crooked dicks.
So many Richards.
You a copper? Nah, it's one of them crooked dicks.
I love this movie already.
Thank you. Thanks.
So then he said, Shouty, she just want a tip. I just want to see her strip. I'm guessing she doesn't want just a tip. I'm guessing she probably wants, you know, to pay off her college loans and good health insurance.
Yeah, but it's double entendre.
Of course it is.
She wants just a tip.
The tip of his dick.
But oh!
That's what it, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
It was like the tip of the baseball bat.
But also, that means she does not like him.
Right, of course. Now you guys got me thinking, though. Why is it that people get to brag about how good they are at sex? That's insane.
It's never being done by the people who are good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's always an indicator that someone has lied to you. Like someone, if you think you're so good at sex that you're telling other people how good you are at sex, you have been lied to.
You were like,
oh God, am I good at this? And somebody was like, oh no, yeah.
Well, I feel there's also people that assume they're good because people are too polite to tell them any kind of criticism.
Sure. What do you think you would believe? What would make you believe that someone was good at sex without having sex with them?
Oh, God, that's a good question.
I feel like if, like, a full tumbler of something was falling off of a table and a guy, like, just caught it and put
reflexes.
It down and, like, didn't make a big deal, I'd be like, that dude fucks.
Got fast reflexes and he's not a dick about
that's
it.
Big dick energy. That's what we've been talking about this
God,
week.
God, I hate this meme.
We had to get to it. It's what we're talking about.
This episode doesn't come out for, like, 3 weeks. We didn't have
to. Okay, sure. Yeah, it's done by the time you're hearing about this. And I've also been avoiding it. But still, that's what we're here to discuss.
I don't want
to
hear about big dick energy.
Fine. Good dick energy.
I want to hear about big labia energy.
All right. Well, okay.
That's BLE? What I'm here for.
Renewable pussy.
Yes.
That's what we're about today on the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Try to recycle that pussy. That pussy, yeah, Al Gore.
Okay, I think we're down to the last part
of the last
couple lines of the song.
Oh, yeah, we're down to Juicy J's final rap verse.
Best part, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Have her own cake, her own place, blow her own gas, no role. When we in the bed, she like a role play. Tell her friend to join in both ways.
Shawty, I don't
Usher,
the yes
get me every time. No. It's so funny.
Yeah,
it's such a like a cocky like absolutely not, and then the yes just like all right. Yeah,
the ad-libs are by far the best part of the song.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I'm just like, what's the point of this?
Also, this like I it feels like almost a. Well, I'll fucking show you. Like, I do, again, I like imagining Juicy getting notes and then being like, it's about independent women and empowering them. And being like, all right, fine. You get your own cake, your own place, your own fucking gas and Rolaids. Fuck you, you guys.
The Rolaid line is insane.
I had to Google this. Blow your own gas would be to getting her, like, good weed. So she, like, gets her own weed.
Oh, I thought it was like you really gas yourself up.
Oh,
like, you don't need anyone to gas you up. You do
it could
yourself.
Be. I honestly have never heard this expression. This is according to Genius. Mm. So take it with a grain of salt.
I believe it.
But the Rolaid part, I'm not sure if he intended it as a double entendre, but the gas obviously being like indigestion you would take Rolaids for.
Yeah.
Or because she has her own money, she doesn't need Rolaid as in bank roll.
I don't give him that credit.
Wow.
I refuse.
I thought you were gonna go with like a Rolex stretch.
No, I don't
if
know.
It's like no role.
This is literally what Genius suggested.
Sometimes the Genius, I'm just like, you are stretching for some
it's
weird
possible
Genius points.
Maybe it's kind of clever, but I hate it. I don't like it.
No.
God, blow her own gas, no role. I can't believe we let that go.
Blow her own gas. Also, I'm sorry. If that's a cool slang I've never heard of, so be it. But it just sounds like you're talking about ripping farts.
And it's also like, no one else can rip your farts for you.
Especially because we've been asked to think about butts a lot in this song.
Yes!
Yeah.
If they had never mentioned a butt, maybe I wouldn't be thinking that.
And also, I love it so much more if it's like, she can rip loud farts, and it's fine by me.
Yeah.
In fact, that
would
be...
loud fart, don't need me.
If Usher was, like, trying to use this song as, like, his pedestal into being, like, a feminist, I would prefer it if it was about, I don't mind if she just rips ass.
Yeah. If you rip a loud fart,
yeah.
It's a big work of art.
Yeah. I'd be like, yes, dude. That's true feminism.
Don't eat that curry.
Nah, he's saying weed, I think. Although, maybe he's into farts. That'd be cool. That'd be an interesting tidbit about
I would be like, I would then go listen to every verse he's ever written and just be like, he's hiding these hints in all of these songs.
Oh. Yeah, like corn on the cob.
She'll eat your fart like Jeffrey Dharma.
And then when we in bed, she like to role play.
Tell her friend to join in both ways. What does that mean, both ways?
Emotionally and physically.
My first thought is like both genders, like either gender a friend, but I'm guessing that's not what he meant.
That would be a shocking twist at the end, given the tone leading up to
He's
this.
He's like, yeah, fuck him, man. A hole's a hole.
I don't think he blows his own fart, too.
And I got one, too.
Yeah, right. He farts, too. And then that's the end of the fucking song. Did you grab anything else?
Just more of the Usher, like, vocal. Yeah. The way that Usher sings when it goes back to him covers up all of Juicy's verse so quickly that you're just kind of like, all right, forget whatever he's doing.
Yeah, because he does. He goes up an octave here, right?
Yeah.
If you dance on a pole, that don't make you a hoe. I don't.
Oh, those harmonies.
So good.
When you work until three, if you leave with me, girl, I know you gotta make that money.
He's so good.
You can take off your clothes long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
I got a real soft spot for Usher.
Same.
Usher babe.
I really, really Usher, like him. Usher. And I do think that it almost makes me want him to start experimenting with what crazy shit he can make sound good.
Yeah.
Like,
great
what
point.
Else could you sing?
He it's could like, sing the dictionary. Like, I would be like, yep.
Yeah.
Because he just makes it his own.
I poop in melons.
Usher should just take over where R. Kelly left
off. Yes. Yeah.
Gonna marry that pussy.
Because he's like, how old is Usher now?
39.
No way.
I'm gonna
guess.
He's
first record's like 96.
Did you know he
something.
Was in The Incredibles too?
Is he really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I thought it was all animated.
there's one scene where he physically is sitting in a chair that they green screen in. It doesn't. I don't know.
Is that Usher? It's like, I think it is.
And he looks at the camera and he goes, Usher, baby.
You know I was born in the A.
Oh my God.
Not have internet and I'm afraid to turn it on because then you'll just hear a bunch of beeps.
Okay. Yeah, because you're so popular. Brag more.
No, from like notifications of reminders.
all these people you gotta call back.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it was a great idea. I think you hit it. Was a little lackluster. I don't like the music. I don't like the clap sounds. I fucking hate Juicy's verse on this. I fucking hate Juicy's. Even if it wasn't problematic, it's just not good.
I think the flow of it is like catchy enough that I do kind of go like, okay, that's fun. But if I ever listen to what he's saying, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. I feel like for me, the rhythm's half of it for sure. And he does have that half down. I will not deny that. But lyrics are definitely the other half.
This song.
You're not singing. You better be saying good words.
This song is like peak male feminism to me.
Yes. 100% agree.
It's like that when people are like, oh, is there something wrong with male feminism? It's this. This is what it is.
Right. Because you're talking about her and for her. That's the part that gets under my skin is that they think it's a great statement.
Yes, exactly.
Which I'm a little bit like,
I'm fine with them liking boobs. Great. I got some.
I would say in terms of like activism in any field, if you're not the oppressed party and you think that you have some great statement to make.
Exactly.
You're wrong.
That's what I think
that's
the essential problem with this is the team that made it.
Yeah.
Like the Indigo Girls, I don't mind. Different song. 100% different.
Right. But when you're like, I'm kind of expecting people to applaud me for this, you're saying it for the wrong reason.
That's what the claps are.
And they never pick up. No. They never pick up the pace.
I'm so glad you brought the claps because that's a great segue into the punch up.
Oh, no.
Listen, I people are already going to be disappointed with me. Sorry. I don't naturally gravitate towards parody. So I was like, how do I make this kind of a new song in a way that I would actually listen to it? And to me, I was like, I'm so sick of that electronic clap sound, and it's in everything. How do I kind of just, like, learn to love it?
Mm-hmm.
Mashup.
Okay.
I'm very new to making mashups, so you can criticize me all you want.
Training wheels on.
Yeah, training wheels definitely on, but I tried my best.
Okay.
I also sped up. I'm too slow.
Everybody clap your hands.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Everybody clap your hands.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud. We never relax.
Holy shit.
Not clashing, not at all. But see, my want to take a little acting. Not if anyone asking, everyone. Rip, 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 there it goes in their pants. Now you can't have the side of your face. You're tapping right into your memory bank. Same.
Everybody.
Let's see your seatbelt fasten.
Everybody.
Everybody. The box I break the tag.
Everybody.
Cans in the bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASS?
What is that song?
Bang Bang.
Oh.
Four claps, dude.
This feels like the end of the year DJ Earworm mashups that include a bunch of songs.
Yeah. Can you hear it? So many claps.
I like the claps now.
This would murder at any spin class.
Everybody clap your hands.
Sound like you got like little tiny pot, like bottle rockets going off at the end.
I just went to my keyboard and hit every clap at the same time.
I liked that a
that
lot.
That was like 15 yeah. songs. You couldn't hear it, but that hook was power.
The, oh, that's what the oh?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I actually
Everybody
can't remember everything I put
your
in there.
Cha-cha slide.
Yeah.
You got Bang Bang. You got The Way You Move.
Yeah. And then Sean Paul, Busta Rhymes. I'll Make It Clap. It's in there. I feel like I would listen to this 1,000 times more than I would listen to
Absolutely.
The original.
I do like that you took the part of the song that is the best, but also is not, it's still like lacking in that it doesn't go anywhere, and you're like, well, I'm gonna make it go a place
again. Like that's the sort of thing that would for sure play in a spin class, and people who are already halfway high in endorphins would be like, I love this so much.
You get
clap,
it
clap, clap, clap,
where
clap,
can
clap,
I buy
clap.
It
you
ass. That's what I'm here to work on.
True. Although I've never done that exercise, and it sounds very scary, but I respect.
Oh, a spin?
I used to feel the same way. But no, it's like doing drugs because you...
Really?
Yeah.
Am I into spinning
drugs also
now?
Sounds scary.
Well, because I'm not like one of those endorphins exercise people, but that, yeah. Like,
okay.
By the end, you're like, I miss my grandparents and I feel like I could do anything.
That's a weird feeling I often crave. So yeah. I'm in. Okay. Yeah.
Check out a spin class.
should we do it?
Let's get to it.
You can't punch this.
Eliza, as our guest of honor, would you like to go first in Unpunchable Jams? Did I even tell you what this was?
No.
Oh my God. I always forget. It's fine.
You're going to be so fine.
I'll go for basically at the end.
Name songs that can't be improved?
Yeah. Just pick
or
one.
I'll start.
You start.
My song, just because I was like, what is a good, like, girl power song by a guy that isn't just like, oh yeah, applaud me because I love the fact that you're a stripper or whatever. And I think that Nice for What is a good song in that vein.
You're showing off, but it's all right. And you're showing off, but it's all right.
It's really just about, like, you work hard, you want to spend the weekend with your girls, like, who cares that you're taking photos for Instagram, like, do it, it's a short life.
See, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
I think that not making fun of a girl for taking Instagram pictures is a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Gotta hit them angles, put your phone out, snapping like you Fabo.
I know it's a hot take, but I'm sticking by it.
What's the hot take?
Oh, that it's nice to not make fun of girls.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think... Yeah, yes, I agree. Don't make fun of people. No, I'm kidding. You can do that.
You heard it here first, folks. We're coming out strong.
Against...
Don't make fun of people.
Don't be a bully. Miel?
I wanted to choose a slow song that doesn't feel so fucking slow.
Sure.
Because to me, the BPM for this Usher song is 113. That is insane to me as a pop song.
Yeah.
So I chose a song that's... actually faster, 125, but it feels much like in the same groove, but it moves, and that's called County Line by Cass McComb.
You never even tried to love me. Whoa.
that song at all. Yeah. Is Cass McCombs a folk?
Yeah, like an indie artist.
I was like, that name sounds folky.
Yeah, he has that bum 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 song everyone loves. It's so good.
I don't know that either.
But County Line is like a really slow jam. It's kind of music that you would put on in your car when you're driving home late at night by yourself thinking about stuff.
Going home to celebrate and party with your
boy. At 3 a.m. when you party in the Rari. Yeah,
right.
Totally.
In the Rari!
Sorry. Liza, anytime. Jump in.
So I can only pick one?
You can, you know.
Okay,
what?
You didn't tell me in advance, so
I didn't.
I'm grabbing from my brain again. En Vogue,
Free Your Mind.
As far as like, you can't judge me based on any of this shit.
I wear tight clothing.
Yeah, and my body is mine, and my choices are mine. But also, like, I fuck, and that's fun.
Yeah.
Free Your Mind, your ass will follow.
Fucking is fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
This was a
thanks
blast.
For having me.
You are a great guest for
cool.
this song,
truly.
Especially.
Truly. Genuinely. Such an expert.
Ah, oh, shucks.
Also, like, so many juicy tidbits. Thank you.
Thank you.
Juicy J tidbits.
Mm. I'm currently mad at him.
I ruined it.
After that bridge, I'm actually mad at him.
Why? You don't like baseball?
What would you not be mad at him about?
First of all, slob on my knob.
And I know we're ending this, but, like, that Oscar-winning song.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Oh, is that who does the work?
Always trying to get the money for the rent.
Oh, the pimp's doing that.
Sure is.
Cool, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Long day of pimping.
It's hard out here for a tax collector.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a certain genre of rap that's so absurd in the shit that they say that I assume it is not ever meant to be taken seriously. And that's what I hope. That's how I justify my love of slob on my knob.
Or it's like if you ever ask them about it, they'd be like, well, yes, but we're just trying to talk about this one specific. Like, there are other, yes, yes.
You can follow us at Punch of the Jam on fucking everything. If you have a song suggestion, at punchofthejam@gmail.com.
Email us. Don't tweet us because we can't collect those. Just email your punch-ups to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean suggestions or punch-ups? If a guest wants to punch up a song, please.
That's crazy.
That's fine with me.
Especially if it's a song that we haven't committed to doing. But
yeah,
if you
have
suggestions for songs, email them to us.
Yes. If you want to follow Demi, he's at Electro Lemon.
Yep. If you want to follow Miel, she's at Miel or at Miel Monster because Miel was taken.
Thank you so much for saying that part.
You're so welcome.
And that's all.
Yep.
Okay.
And goodbye.
Night.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.